We can make muffin dressing. Yeah, and waffles. We make a lot of nice things out of cornmeal.
Well, have you ever made cornmeal dumplings?
Oh, yes.
Well, now, how do you make those?
I just never could make
them. You make them out of turnip greens, you know.
Uh-huh.
You just roll your, sift your meal and roll it, a little water in it, and press it out right real flat and drop it in your liquid over your greens. Take your greens out, mostly, and drop these dumplings in there.
Well, now, do you make little balls or make them
flat?
Flat.
Uh-huh. Round and then flatten them down.
Uh-huh. And about how big are
they? Oh, just...
Oh, little ones.
Oh, yeah, little ones, uh-huh.
Well, I thought
Miss
Nettie
Trimmer
used to make them. She used to
boil
a ham hock.
Oh, yeah, they're nice.
Good.
That way my mama did,
and
too.
And I tried that, and I made some. I mean, you're talking about some mush. I ain't
know. Oh, no.
Well, when you cook the turnip greens first, do you cook them with fat back, or how do you cook the turnip greens?
You put meat. I always put meat in mine.
Uh-huh.
Some kind of meat.
And
I
then
mean.
You take most of the greens out. And then?
If you have quite a bit of greens, take them out. I don't.
Uh-huh. Or you can just leave them in there?
Leave them in there, yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Be nice.
And then about how long does it take for the dumplings to get there?
Not long, till they get tender, you know.
About 15 minutes or so?
Yeah, something like that, or 20.
Uh-huh.
Till it gets done, you know.
Well, I better come up here and let you cook me something.
I don't know how to cook
them. Well, Miss, have you ever made hot puppies?
I know how I made those.
Uh-huh.
I'll hear people talk about them.
I have. I'm a
You'll have to start trading recipes.
I never have made them.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the recipe.
Something.
I made some once. I never had made any. And the lady said, well, can you make hush puppies? I never have made any. But I'll try, and I made them. And
oh.
She said, can you make a coconut pie? I said, oh, yes, I never had made a coconut pie in my life. And you know, I made one, and it was just as
strong
as she thought I had been making them all the time.
Yeah, just like other pies, only put coconut in,
no,
I imagine.
But I hadn't even ever saw anybody make one, and
no.
I just made it.
Yeah.
And it was just really, and it was so good, she thought I had been making one. That's the first thing I ever had made.
Yeah.
But Lucia, sure enough, I do want to give you that recipe of the hush puppy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love to have it.
Well, so what do you call bread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Oh, my goodness.
Ash cakes.
And when people make ash cakes, or used to make ash cakes, do they wrap them up in anything, or just put them right on the hog?
They wrap them in brown paper, I think. And then put them in there and let them cook.
Oh, my daddy, I had to cook them something.
Yeah.
And I didn't wrap them up in anything, I
didn't. That'll suck.
Just pull ashes back and just wash them real good. That's
really
good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've heard that that's really good.
Real good.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What do you call cornmeal? What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
Yeast bread.
What do you call a round pastry? It's sweet. It's about that big around. It's got a hole in the middle.
Donuts.
That's right. Yeah, donuts.
What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and you eat them with syrup?
Batter cakes. Batter cakes.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Oh dear.
It's fat back
in the side of a hog.
Uh-huh.
Middling, I guess that's what meat is called.
The middling, I guess.
Fat back.
Yeah. That's the side, I guess.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog dough and hog head?
Soft meat. Pressed meat, called.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry when you bite into a cherry? What's the thing in the middle?